Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I have a studio full this morning, and it feels so good to have people in here, and we are talking about events, actual community events.
Yay.
Jaron Beavers with our Vice President, Marketing Manager of Arvest, North Central Arkansas, and Jeff Quick, CEO, Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. Hello, friends.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for being here and coming.
Good.
It feels good.
Yes, it
feels
does.
Good. We can, like, I think we've had hugs even. So. And y'all have an event coming up.
We do. Yes, I'm excited. Heather, our annual Million Meals campaign that Arvest puts on each year. This is our 11th year. I'm excited because this is my first semi-normal Million Meals event with Jeff and here with Arvest. And we're excited to get it kicked off actually on Monday.
Mm-hmm. So this Monday. You started as a marketing manager for Arvest and got ready to plan all of these community events.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a little pandemic, so.
Yes, we did. And we did a little modified version last year, but definitely, you know, we've learned to adapt and we're ready to get out there and do what we can this year.
What is Million Meals and why is it so important to Arvest?
Absolutely. Million Meals is a bank-wide campaign. Hunger is important to us because hunger, of course, as we're very familiar in the Twin Lakes area through the work of Jeff and the food bank, it touches everyone. And for Arvest's footprint across four states, it affects every one of our communities that we serve. And I've got Jeff here to confirm my statistics. But, you know, according to Department of Agriculture, we have Arkansas ranking second.
That's right.
In the nation for food insecurity. And then we've got Oklahoma, which is Arvest footprint, ranking fifth, Missouri ranking 13th, and Kansas ranking 20th. So,
Jeff, what are the latest numbers? I mean, it was always one in five kids in Arkansas were food insecure, but it was one in four in our North Central Arkansas territory. Are those numbers about the same? I mean, of course, that's kids, but I mean, overall hunger
right.
statistics?
So that's changed a little bit. We were nearing one in five kids in Baxter County and in Boone County. Some of our most populous areas that we serve. But after COVID hit, those numbers statewide for Arkansas went back to one in three children that are food insecure. So quickly, we saw diminished resources
overnight.
Yeah.
Right. And are we still where we were this time last year, or are we starting to work our way out of that? I mean, I'll never forget the images nationally of the lines of families in food banks all across the United States. It was like nothing we'd ever seen. It was those moments where it's like, is this really the United States of America? Right. I mean, you just couldn't believe it.
And we saw it here.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I mean, when you would do your food drives, I remember you did some at the First United Methodist Church and the amount of cars, and the food was gone. And like, you planned to be there for the afternoon and the food would be gone in 35 minutes.
That's right. Yeah, it's been overwhelming this past year. We saw an increase in direct services at the food bank of 94%. Now, granted, we don't typically do direct services to individuals. So we stepped in and helped in communities where volunteers were running pantries, but they were also senior citizens who were most susceptible to the virus. And so we started doing a lot more direct services last year than normal, trying to help where we could. But our indirect services, the food that we distribute to those local pantries, increased by 34%. And you asked if things are getting better. Our agencies are really seeing an uptick in the number of people that they're serving, because what happened is we swooped in and did what we could to help make sure that everybody had access to food, and their numbers on a local level at a local food pantry kind of went down. And now those folks are gravitating back into those food pantries. And I would say that there's still increased numbers.
You had drive-through events at all area schools when school was out to help, and still for virtual students to help with food delivery at home if needed.
That's right. Yeah, we did as much as we could. We actually started seven school food pantries last year with the help of TANF and the Arkansas Food Bank, and still working in those school districts and hoping to expand into a few more this year.
We talked to so many of our people who, you know, are experiencing supply chain issues. Has the supply chain affected the food received by the food bank as well?
Yes, absolutely. So when we started the year last year, and about probably the second week of January, food bank CEOs across the state started gearing up, and we started ordering food because we saw this coming. We didn't know quite how bad it would be, but it has definitely affected. We have loads every week that are canceled, and that's still the case. Now, we have plenty of food at the food bank, but we've been very diligent to make sure that that's the case.
Jaren, there's no better, I mean,
right.
No better platform and opportunity to support than our local food banks right now. And you have a list of folks that you're going to be helping with Million Meals.
Yes. So North Central Arkansas, the North Central Arkansas region for Arvis Bank is Baxter, Boone, and Marion County. So for Boone County, we're going to partner with the Good Neighbor Food Cupboard. And for Marion County, we're partnering with the Yellville Area Food Closet. In Baxter County, we're going to be, all the funds raised are going to be going to the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. So yes, we're excited to be able to do this again and help collect donations. Mm-hmm. What it'll look like is, you know, folks can come through our drive-thrus, you know, just donate some random change. They can, of course, purchase for a dollar little food cards that look like a little canned good or a fork and get their name put on it. And then we're also going to have a shred-a-thon event as well. So that went really good in the fall. It's a streamlined, of course, contactless. But donations, again, Jeff's going to be out there with his crew to help us and so that we can, all those funds we raise, they will stay locally and go to the food bank.
The shred-a-thon is always big happenings in this area.
Yes, it
I mean,
is.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We work our tails off that morning.
Yeah. And you know, we the dates worked out that it's actually going to fall after, we've got extended tax period. But for those that do get things in on time and are ready to purge, you know, their files, on May 1st, we're going to have our shred-a-thon event at our Mountain Home East location by Walmart. So folks can bring up to five boxes in their trunk, and they just come through the line, easy, pop it, we'll grab it, and then they can get a chance to see the, you're going to have your rig out there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, we will. We'll have the food bank truck out there. We'll be collecting up all the recycling to go off before the end of the day and putting that all in the truck. So it'll be easy to see us as you wheel by Arvis Bank there in front of Walmart.
Jeff, Arvis has had a long-standing partnership with the food bank, as Jaren said, 11 years, but I mean, Arvis really signed on before it was real cool to support the food banks. You know, when the food banks weren't top of mind awareness, I mean, Arvis was one of the first to step up and say, this is important to the communities that we serve. What has that partnership meant to the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas?
Well, it's just been overwhelming. One of the very first contacts that I had with Arvis locally was the Million Meals event. And then quickly that turned into a pledge and a donation for our new facility. So we have the Arvis Training Center that's in our new facility, and we're just thrilled to be able to have people coming in and using that space. And, you know, we've had vaccines 3 and 4 days a week in the facility with Heartland Pharmacy. We've had baby showers and celebrations of life. We have graduation parties coming up.
Financial literacy classes.
Literacy classes for financial literacy as well. Getting ahead classes, cooking matters. We have an event coming up in April, on April 17th, called Cook and Cork. Mm-hmm. Stella Tolgren is going to be with us and teaching us how to cook her one of her famous recipes. So many cool things that are going to be able to happen in that space. So that and, of course, board members on our board, hands-on working with us and making a difference.
I love seeing those pictures on Facebook, by the way, where you know, showcase all that's going on.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's amazing. We're so lucky. So lucky to have that.
Just don't ask the CEO of the food bank to operate the big television that is located in the Arvis training facility, because it might be a little too high tech for him.
Bring your tech guru with you.
Bring your tech guru.
Bring your 6-year-old, because he showed him how to work it.
Perfect.
I've had a class from Zane, and now I've had a class from Blue Guys IT, so I can actually do it now.
So are the professionals or the 6-year-old? Which one are you going to take?
Oh, don't make me answer that on
air. Hey, let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with Mr. Jeff Quick, CEO of the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas, Ms. Jaren Beavers, the marketing manager and most recently named vice president of Arvis Bank. Congratulations.
You
got a promotion.
Thank you. Yes, we had three of us in our NCA area that did. So thank you.
Good work.
That's awesome.
Good work is always rewarded. So good job for all the recent promotions at Arvis Bank. And we're talking today about the Million Meals campaign, which of course is going to kick off this Monday at all the area Arvis locations. The lobby always open? Are we welcome to come in and celebrate, you know, the Million Meals campaign and help our community?
Great question. We do, in our Mountain Home Market, have the Wallace Knob Lobby that is open. Drive-thrus everywhere are open. So, of course, you can, you know, drive through anywhere. If you're traveling, you know, you can pop by. Also, what's a really neat feature this year for Arvest customers, if they have our mobile app, Arvest Go, downloaded, they can easily just donate via the app. And then another great feature we have, we're just thinking of all the ways we can help out. If you're an Arvest credit card holder, there's actually the rewards. You can donate your reward points back, and then we'll get those out too. Yeah, I know.
Pretty exciting
stuff.
You're doing some pretty creative
stuff. You know, we've all kind of stepped up our tech game this past year. So yeah, lots of ways folks can give for sure.
Lots of ways that people can support the Food Bank of North Central Arkansas. We did touch on the new facility. Jeff, we haven't had a chance to have you in studio since the new facility opened. Tell us about the brand new Mountain Home location.
Well, we're thrilled, beyond thrilled is the real term. We're so excited to be at Mountain Home. It puts us really in the center of our service area, right along the 62-412 corridor. And that means deliveries are easier to us. That means our agencies coming to us have a little easier trip to make, but it is the space. You know, we've more than tripled our capacity for warehouse space and freezer and cooler spaces through the roof. You know, we had about 20 pallets worth, or about one semi-load of frozen food that we could hold in our Norfolk facility. Now we have space for about 9 semi-loads of frozen food. So that kind of gives you the perspective of the difference. And, you know, those loads are typically things that we can get free or for the cost of the transportation. Mm-hmm. So with us being able to accept more donated loads, we'll be able to reduce the amount of money that we have to raise. Don't get too excited. We still want to do million meals.
We've got our goals. We're ready to achieve our goals and exceed them if we can.
There you go.
If you hadn't had that space available during this past year, you know, what kind of difference would that have made for our community?
Well, it's huge. We went from serving about 2.5 million meals in 2019 to serving 3,750,000 meals in 2020. If we had not had that extra space, we would not have been able to receive the extra food, and we certainly would not have been able to assist in the way that we did.
All the agency support is up and running. I mean, since the COVID regulations have kind of scale back a little bit, you're able to get out and help those agencies more. Do you still have around the same number, 75 agencies, give or take?
We have about 83 different partners right now that we're working with. So thank you. We just added 3 new agencies, senior centers in Fulton, Stone, and Izzard counties. Those are our 3 newest groups to join our work. Of course, they've been working on hunger relief for a while, but now they're partnering with us, and we're excited about that.
You know, when we talk about your agencies, Jeff, I always like to remind people, I mean, you're the distribution center.
That's right.
You're not the let's donate canned goods to the food bank. I mean, you don't want my little bag full. You're looking for semi-truckloads, like you say.
Yes, that's true. I mean, we do accept your bag full, so send that to us, and we will put it to good use. But our work is really where you make a donation of $1, we turn that into 7 meals. And the way we do that is we get donated semi-truckloads of food, and we pay for the transportation as opposed to the food and the transportation. So big piece for us.
And, you know, Heather, speaking of the food donations, some of our folks that are familiar with the Million Meals and participating each year, they might recall that in the past we've accepted those food donations. We are not going to do those food donations this year, but of course we will take the monetary donation and then turn that into, you know, what the local food banks need. So again, donate via the drive-thrus with your spare change, purchase, you know, little cards with your name on it for $1. Come to the Shred-a-thon, save the date for May 1st, get your document shredded and make a donation as well. And then I think Jeff's working on something else up his sleeve.
Yeah, well, so Feed the Pack has always been a big piece of what we do. So in an effort to support our backpack programs across Baxter County, we're going to step up this year. Arvest is still working on COVID restrictions. So while they're supporting behind the scenes, they're not going to be out in the field with us that day. But they certainly are encouraging us and helping us to understand what they've done for us in the past that way. So we've been cheating a little bit and getting their notes and so forth to make sure that we're making it possible. Every Friday during the month of May from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. We're going to be out of the corner of Cardinal and 62, and we're going to be collecting change at the intersection there. So Care Center Ministry is going to step up and help us with that, as they have always done. Great organization to partner with, and we're going to be making that possible. We also have some sponsorships available for that day, so if you'd like to be a school breakfast champion, that's a sponsorship of $100. If you want to be a after-school meal hero, that's a $250 donation. Summer meal superstars, that's a $500 donation. The backpack program buddies, $750, and then school food pantry partners is $1,000. All of those sponsorships will be really pushing throughout the month of May, encouraging folks to step up and do the same.
I'm getting verklempt again. I mean, we just experienced, you know, our COVID vaccination clinic and how we came together as a community, you know, to help solve that problem. And now here we are again, you know, with the food bank and Arvest and Care Center and KTLO. And it's just emotional.
It's a good thing.
It is. It's a good thing.
It feels good to be a part of a community that works together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bridge Bash on that list, Jeff Quick?
Oh, yeah. Bridge Bash is around the corner. And, hey, talking about events, this is where we started this whole thing, is wow, we get to do events this year again. So Saturday, September the 25th, we're going to be having Bridge Bash. We are going to party like we've never partied before because, my gosh, it's been so long since we've been able to be together. So looking forward to that event, and certainly we'll have opportunities to support that as well.
For Arvest customers and for non-Arvest customers, take a moment and go through one of the drive-thrus around town and give that money or buy those cards. You can even download the app, even, you know, and check it out and see if you want to participate.
Sure.
The Arvest support of the North Central Arkansas Food Bank Million Meals campaign starts this Monday and runs through May. All kinds of different events. The Arvest Shred-a-thon, Saturday, May 1st. We'll probably hear more about that on the stations of KTLO. Classic Hits in the Boot. So fun to have you guys.
Thank you.
Come back.
Thank you.
You got a campaign all you know, all summer. Let's do some more stuff.
We'll be here.
So, y'all have a great Saturday. You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.